check. 1, 2. What is this? There we go.
Let me just quick check. What is the cast number? This number is 360. Oh, god damn.
This should be an Xbox conversation. What are you talking about? Let's go!
Welcome, dear listener, to the QQ Cast. Today is Thursday, April 3rd, 2025. We're your hosts, Tom DuPont, Raul Torres, and Trey Esmond. Where's Zachary?
No sé. Afuera?
Man down, man down.
As is tradition. And this, dear listener, is Quest 360. We're going to switch things up, do a 180. I guess we're not, it's 360. We're not going to switch anything up. Quest 360. Are you ready for the Switch 2? I don't know. I'll find a better title later. Gentlemen, did either of you actually watch the Direct? My time zone, it was 6 a.m. So for y'all, it would have been a little later in the morning. Did anyone actually watch that shit?
Yeah, you can stream stuff on YouTube at any time you want.
What? Like, huh? Let me guess. Oh, let me guess. You ate cookies for breakfast while you were doing it? Yeah, right.
No, I mean, I was watching it at 2x speed, and it was 1x whenever I actually cared about something. So it took me like 5 minutes to watch the whole thing. It's glorious.
Not wrong.
Some mad energy right there. I love it.
What about you, Trey? Did you actually watch the Direct or any parts of the Direct?
No, I have full-blown ADHD. I missed all of
Correct.
It.
Correct. All right, well, gentlemen, I took copious amounts of notes, and so we're going to go through the stuff in the Nintendo Direct, and we're gonna play a game. And gentlemen, I made a bumper. In case you want to play a game.
Do you want to play a game?
Did someone say game?
This is not what I expected.
Jake Sol and Yip Yip, so it's not on my bingo card for tonight, but I'm down for it. Let's go.
There you go. There's your bumper for playing a game. All right, so we're just going to go through this, and we're going to talk about whatever the fuck we want to talk about, but along the way, I'm going to ask you some trivia questions about stuff in the Direct. So, Mr. I watched it 2x speed and Mr. AD, we'll see who comes out on top. Just going to ask random questions. Don't ask me. Don't blame me. I'm just asking questions. All right. So the Switch 2 announcement opened up with the reveal of the basically title flagship launch title for the Nintendo Switch 2, Mario Kart World. So, before we talk about that, we're gonna do a trivia question. We're gonna start, Raul, we're gonna pick these completely randomly. We're gonna start with you, okay?
Hi.
So, which of the following will be a playable character in Mario Kart World? Is it 1, Cloud Strife, 2, Samus Aran, 3, Joseph Robinette Biden, or 4, a cow?
Are you talking about new?
Who's gonna be a playable character?
Well, I know the cow's going to be there because everyone was excited about the cow.
Okay,
and the cow was riding a boombox bike.
You're supposed to say Joseph Robinette Biden. God damn it.
Wait, so we're crossing Excitebike with, what was that, Moo Moo Farm or whatever?
Basically. Yeah, so did you guys see anything about Mario Kart World? Got any thoughts?
I saw the trailer and it looks fun, yeah. I have to say. I've enjoyed every single Mario Kart, even the bad ones. They were fun too. Mario Kart's one of those games you enjoy for its flaws. Flaws in your opponents, flaws in the AI, flaws in your existence when blue shells hit you repeatedly. But I think it'll be great. It's a good time.
Yeah, I was wondering what they were gonna do to top Mario Kart 8 because it was pretty good. It was the culmination of so many mechanics. Did it even actually introduce anything new?
No.
Zero gravity. It added the zero gravity.
Okay.
Fair enough. Okay. Well, yeah. When it was originally released on Wii, but
Wii U.
Fine. So 20 people played that.
Yes. Correct.
And then everyone else experienced it on the Switch because 20 billion people played that. And to be fair, like I think mostly it was a lot of like we are bringing back what every single bit of what made Mario Kart good, right?
Oh,
everything
yeah,
that resonated with people. There was the only miss was the lack of Rob.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about Rob.
Really miss Rob.
That's actually crazy.
I was honestly surprised that it wasn't pay more money thing character, DLC character.
DLC, yeah. Because they had, that's what it says, they added, by the end, they added so much content to Mario Kart 8, right? And like, yeah, they had DLC for all those different tracks, but no Rob. We got robbed, gentlemen.
Also, unlockables that just make you better than your friends. That's You can't get that right these days. You have to pay money for that, you know, not just like grind out the achievements or whatever.
So the big deal with Mario Kart World is that it's going to be, and I think Nintendo is a little obsessed with, open world. So it's going to have all the tracks in the different kingdoms, but I guess you can then just drive through the kingdoms to each other. So apparently there's also going to be like, I don't know if it's battle royale mode is the correct thing, but like, yeah, you're going to like have a battle royale mode where you have to like drive throughout the map. So like, I didn't think I wanted an open world Mario Kart. I'm still not sure that I do, but okay, you got my attention. I'm interested.
Okay, so we're 2 decades overdue for Road Rash. If you know I'm right because you laughed about it.
You're not wrong. Dude, Road Rash 64, I played way too much of that fucking game.
Oh, I know, right? And that was the one that we were all like, what a bunch of solid crap. The Genesis version involved like a lot of blood and people getting stabbed, broken pool cues, and it was still really good. Yeah. So,
look, any game where I can take a tire iron and put it through someone's spokes.
Oh, God.
So I'm curious, Tom, of why you're a little hesitant about the open world thing. And I say that because like, it's kind of funny when you think about it. All the tracks and everything were so gimmicky and so themed. Like, they're not racetracks. You're going through Bowser's castle. You're going through a mall. You're going through an airport. It's just like, when you look back at it, it's just like you basically were playing open world maps the entire time. You just had a loading screen in between them.
I just want it to be fun in between. I don't want to have to take that stretch of freeway between LA and Vegas to have fun at the next track, is all I'm saying. So if this is like the Isle of Man, like an entire island that we're racing the whole goddamn thing, I'm in. That was a motorcycle reference.
No, love it. Love it. And just like in Mario Kart, someone usually dies.
I think it has the potential to get old real fast. I think the first couple of times you probably do that are going to be fun, but you know, they're going to have like a fast travel thing or something. Like they're not going to make it where you have to spend 2 hours to get from one world to the other.
You said the same thing about Baby Park, but this is the opposite. So where is it going to be, really?
just you know what, I'm not even gonna do that. I'm gonna play photo mode. I'm just gonna like drive to random places and just take pictures on my motorcycle. Like, I'm not even gonna like play any races at all. Why would I do that?
I won't even break the speed limit.
but I was thinking though, just like Gumball Rally, what is it, Mushroom Kingdom edition, sounds kind of like my jam. What? So
okay all right.
All right. Well, we shall see. Anything else about Mario Kart World before we move on?
We'll probably revisit this because is it like the only game that's coming out? And I think it has literally all the flagship demo parts things or whatever. So when we talk about the peripherals, it'll come back.
Yeah, it has other stuff as well. But yeah, we'll talk about the bits and the bobs. Speaking of which, the next thing I have on the list to talk about is Game Chat. But before we talk about Game Chat, Trey, it's your turn to answer a question.
Oh, God.
Where is the Switch 2 Microsoft located? Is it 1, in the camera accessory, 2, in the left Joy-Con, or 3, the right Joy-Con, or 4, in the Switch 2 game console itself?
I'm going to go with the game console because the left Joy-Con failed me really badly on my Switch 1.
Correct!
Boot.
You get 0 points. Whatever.
You get bit once in life. You know that abuse never really goes away.
So the game chat thing. I'm gonna admit, at first I kind of rolled my eyes. I've worked on game platforms that had chat integrations, and you know, generally speaking, people just flock to Discord and they flock to there's some new one where it's a like you walk around it. Whatever. I don't know. I'm old. They use normal platforms, right? So like seeing this originally, I was like, oh God, they're putting in chat. But I got to admit, seeing the concept of like, okay, you can have like what we're doing here in Zoom, right? Like you have different boxes where I can see you guys, you can talk to you guys. And also the cool part, you can actually stream the game itself and they'll put you in front of it like a fucking streamer. I'm like, this is actually cool. Cause this is like, guys, this is like going back in time when we used to play multiplayer on one CRT TV. Cause I can see your fucking track. I see where you are. I'm gonna put up a goddamn cardboard box over the TV so you can't see me anymore. I don't know, man. It kind of looks cool. I hate to admit it, but it kind of looks cool. I kind of want to play it.
I'm 90% there. What I didn't like was I had to double check my internet connection because with the demo, that screen jitter was pretty bad.
I mean, it was and YouTube. I was, but yeah, the frame rate looks ass YouTube for the multiplayer, but that's okay.
I am surprised they put that in the demo. Like, that looked bad. And it just makes me wonder how high of a quality product is this going to be?
Wait, so hold on. So basically, like, they're giving you a virtual, we're all sitting on the futon with N64 controllers watching one screen sort of experience? Is that what you're trying to...
It's more like Zoom, where we have the three boxes here. But imagine that each one of us, as our background, had the actual game screen we're looking at. So you can see what I'm looking at behind me. Streamer-esque. But all of us have that simultaneously.
Frame rate is horrible.
And the frame rate is probably horrible.
Well, then, cool. Yeah, right. I feel like that's a problem then, because it needs to be smooth. Discord can do it for like basically $10 a month right now. So
I don't know. I thought it looked neat. Anything else about Rule? You watched some stuff.
It looks cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. It definitely looks cool. I think one of the dynamics that they were saying was for some of the games, you could basically like it is like the traditional you have to be in the same room to play it type thing where you could basically stream one screen. But two people could play on that same console. That seems pretty cool. So I think they're like the you can get four friends, each of them can spend $100 on a game, and you could all play four different games value. That seems kind of nice. So
fair enough.
I don't know if that's part of the chat or that's part of the games itself. I don't know how they're gonna slice that. But I think at the end of the day, you still need the what is there, Nintendo Online Service?
You need the Nintendo Online Service to do any of this. Yeah. And you're going to have, you need to have their friend requests. You need to have the online service. I think it's
even
like...
Are they still doing friend codes?
Yeah,
what's
you're still
your
do fucking
what's
friend
your
codes.
What's your GWID, buddy?
Yeah.
753 yeah, Alpha that, I. No.
That's stupid. Nintendo, I'll bleep that out of the podcast role. The stupid Nintendo app that they're trying to get everybody to install is going to have integration with this. So like if you have parental controls, hi parents in the room. You can like say, nope, you can't be friends with that motherfucker. You're not screen sharing with dick pics 69. So yeah.
Well, sounds like fun. It's funny because it's like the opposite of what we were trying to do when we got a couple of GameCubes on an old modem cable and a few modems and tried to get people into different rooms instead of the same room.
And y'all probably know like game business history more than I do. I was surprised that they're trying to do like baiting you in by having the Nintendo Online Service be free for a little while. I could have sworn like everything from like Xbox Live to Sony's like you had to pay like straight out the door.
They have like some open period, like they have some open period of less than a year, but I don't know if that's like for everyone or no expansion. I don't fucking know. Nintendo's weird with their pricing.
The weirdest thing to me was that like when Xbox Live first came out, I was like, but okay, so we already have to pay for internet. Why am I going to pay for the ability to play games on the internet? You guys, I bought the game, I bought the internet, I have an Xbox. And that's because we all came from like, you know, what Valve was doing right before that, where it's like, I mean, I don't know. I'm online. Find me some people to frag. It'll be great. That's kind of strange, but it's been so de facto for so long. I mean, most people, you know, alive now probably are, that was normal when they were born. So I don't know.
Cool. I don't know. Anything else on chat or you want to move on?
Oh, they added a whole new button. The C button.
I'm going to get to that. That's a little lower down the list.
The C button?
That's literally the whole reason. Like, you can't talk about chat and not talk about the C button at the same time. So
right,
here's your segue, Tom.
The C button
sounds a lot more acceptable than the C word. Okay, let's go.
All right. Where's my trivia question for this? Let me move this up. Way to throw off my game, Ruli.
He's just asking questions, huh?
Right? All right, let's see here. Raul, you get a trivia question.
All right, let's do this.
Raul, which of the following facts about the new Nintendo Switch Pro Controller is inaccurate? One, there will be a C button. Two, there will be a headphone jack. Three, there will be two mappable back buttons. And four, it will cost $79.99 US dollars.
I think it's the cost one, because I remember the headphone.
Pre-post tariffs. Like, which timeline are we dealing with here, Tom?
I think it's the price.
Fuck! I think it's $89. I could be wrong. Actually, I should have double-checked this. Maybe it is. If it's $79, then I tricked you and you got it wrong, which makes me feel good, even though there was no wrong answer. Shut up. Anyway. Yet, oh my God, Nintendo is going to make so much money selling us all these accessories. Like the The camera's $50. The games, not all the games, let's talk about this later. Like Mario Kart alone would be $80 unless you buy it with the system as a digital version, then it's $50.
Do you so want to open the cat of worms money conversation, Tom? Do you really want to do that?
So real quick, I mean, like you probably bought, you know, Zelda Link to the Past back in like 94, 95, like I did from Toys R Us or whatever. And you paid $50 American, 1994 and a half money. I think $80 is whatever, all right? Like, I mean, inflation's one thing. We're about to be hitting Reichsmarks level bullshit. So, like, I mean, you know, do what you will.
Oh, fucking Christ.
Go back to one of the podcasts. I'm going to double down on my prediction. I think it's going to be a flop. I think just the timing. Yeah, I think it's going to be a flop.
No.
I think that the timing that it comes out, the climate that we're in right now, I don't know if it's actually going to cost $500 or it's going to cost $620. I think people are going to be in a very weird position.
And ding, 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 ding. You'll be bringing a wheelchair, a wheelbarrow full of currency to buy this thing from, you know, not Funko Land, sadly. Pour one out for my homies.
I want it to be successful. I want it to be successful, but I mean, it's just, it's...
Okay, so Trump killed the new Nintendo system. Got it. But what about it? What about it technically or economically might be why it sucks or flops? I should say, not sucks, because I mean, even the Wii U is quite fun, even though it was a resounding.
Okay, my other piece of evidence: they're doing everything wrong.
What?
So,
what is wrong with you? What are you talking about?
Okay, this though. No, let's go.
You build a game that is specifically talking about the system you just purchased for $500 and you have to pay for that too.
Yeah, that's on my list. Yep.
It's just like nickel and diming. So you got to pay, you buy the Switch, you got to pay for the camera, you got to pay for the online service, you got to pay for the instruction manual too. It's just like, it blows my mind. Like what are, I can guarantee you, I will probably play Mario Kart World for like 100 billion hours and get value of it. But I'm going to be pretty grumpy until I hit that, like, this is the best thing ever plateau of just playing the game nonstop.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so they got you, right? So they're going to make money. It'll be very successful.
Yeah, I'm looking through my notes here for what the name of that stupid game is.
If it was like 99 cents as just as like a, hey, we're going to teach you how to use the new store transaction thing, fine. Like, but like, they didn't even frame it like that.
I always think about all the times that when I buy something on eShop or whatever on my Switch, and they're all like, hey, do you want to pay for the game or do you want to just put like $100 at us? So I'm like, wait, well, no, clearly I would give you only as much money as I've been doing the transaction for.
From a sales funnel perspective, like the eStore has always been like the worst like buying process ever.
But it's always given me comfort because they suck at monetizing the internet. And I'm scared that they could learn how to do that. Like, that's what keeps them pure. That's why they didn't immediately go the way of, you know, again, like back in the day, Farmville, but like also just anything else that sort of goes, oh, cool, Skinner Box make money. Like, brr. You know, Nintendo games are a big part of part of what I'm willing to show my spawn, because I'm like, yeah, you guys, you made a complete game and you sold it to me for finite money.
Okay, well, we're talking about money. You're talking about economics. All right, Ruli, who is our sponsor for this evening?
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Today's sponsor is Adobe Photoshop. If you want to actually make an image of all the tariffs, you know how much exactly you're going to pay for things and not have it all like scrolling over the place because whatever, you know, use Adobe Photoshop. The other fun one is ChatGPT. You want to know how to make tariffs for different countries? You want to know how to just basically destroy a whole country? Ask ChatGPT how to do tariffs and it'll give you the perfect answer. I'm not joking, this is true.
I mean, I'm sort of waiting for him to ask ChatGPT for the launch codes.
Oh, hey, God, no, I'm not doing
90% chance, yeah. We live.
Oh, my God, I feel so rude. I forgot to introduce Trey to our latest co-star here on the podcast. So I informed her that Zach will not be here tonight, and I told her who Trey's going to be. So, Trey, please say hello to Bernadette.
Ah, quel surprise. No Zach tonight. Maybe that will keep the shouting to a minimum, hmm? But Trey, welcome. A Texan with a taste for submarines and motorcycles? Mon Dieu, that is a man of adventure. Tell me, Trey, do you prefer the roar of the engine or the quiet depths of the sea?
Go away, you evil robot whore.
Trey thinks you are evil.
Oh, you weren't recording me?
Am I? Do I record podcasts?
Oh, la la, Trey. Me? I am but a charming old lady with a PhD and a little fondness for teasing.
Oh, definitely bad. Yeah, no, man. I'm the final girl in every movie. No way.
Unless you fear a sharp mind and sharper wit, Trey.
Yeah, uh-huh, no. So I attack the darkness and get in the car and drive away.
All right. Moving on. Next feature. Now we talked about the controller. We're going to talk about GameShare and their local multiplayer. So if you guys didn't see, you're going to be able to have one copy of the game on one Switch. And if you're on a local network, we can all just play the same game from one cartridge. This is a continuation of a tradition started on which console? All right, Trey, here you go. Which console started out the tradition of having one cartridge that you could play multiple other consoles with? Is it one, the Game Boy Advance, two, Nintendo DS, three, Nintendo 3DS, four, Nintendo 3DS XL, five, Nintendo New 3DS, or six, Nintendo New 2DS XL?
That was the GBA. I mean,
God,
come on, man.
Damn right.
That weird gangbang link cable, you could play Choo-Choo Rocket with your friends. My favorite part was that you could play the game with your friends, but they would usually give them a gimped version.
Like, yeah, you could only play as Colored Yoshi in the original Super Circuit. It was
That's
so great.
That's right. Yeah,
I thought that it was Shy Guy.
Was it?
Maybe it was.
Shit, are you right?
It was one of those, like, you know, it's like the bad controller that you give your, you know, your younger sibling. Yeah. Like, you can take this Mad Cats bullshit that we broke the stick on. It's fine.
No, Ruli, you were wrong. The Yoshi is in Super Circuit, but on Mario Kart DS,
yes,
that was Shy Guy. Okay, yeah. Okay. Oh, man, so much fun doing that.
You have a little bit of trauma from that game, don't you?
Oh, God, yeah. who gave me that, Trey?
I did that. Rob's my hobie.
Yeah, I think this is really cool. I'm really glad to see them bring this back. I mean, like, Nintendo, the whole thing with, like, their game chat, it's like, man, we can't bring gamers to the couch anymore, so we'll bring the couch to gamers. Like, this to me feels like the last attempt of, like, please, human beings, go be in the same room together. We'll let you share a copy. It's okay. Poor
Nintendo.
Yeah,
no, I totally agree. I mean, that's why the original, again, as I said, the foursome link cable was only a meter and a half long, like from the longest two edges, right? You had to get close to people. You had to smell them if they were gross. And it'd be like, hey, man. Yeah.
If you were in the back of a minivan, the people in the front two seats would have to turn around so the cable would reach all four.
Can confirm it did work that way. That's true.
Oh, man.
I mean, your panel van didn't have seats in the back, so we could just, like, sit on the floor.
That was great. Safety. What the fuck is safety?
I mean, you know.
Oh, man.
No, I will say I'm totally stoked about this because I feel like these type of functionalities are what Nintendo is trying to do to differentiate itself from the Steam Deck. Because I do feel like the Steam Deck is the elephant in the room for, like, is the Switch 2 going to be any decent for, you know, will it be worth my purchase or do I just want to be, like, you know, just get another Steam Deck, just keep upgrading that cycle.
Yeah.
And, like, the fact that, like, you know, obviously the games are going to be one part of it, but, like, hey, the fact that of, like, I guess one day I'll probably spend $1,000 on Nintendo consoles so I can play with my children, I guess. And saying out that loud makes me regret it, but also, like
no, it's
one
totally
day,
fair.
One day.
It's totally fair. I think that actually it's a really good comparison because, you know, I bought a Switch 7 years ago and a Steam Deck, what, like two or so? And I thought the Steam Deck would just murder it, honestly, because I was like, well, I mean, I have my backlog of games. I mean, I've spent a bajillion dollars on Steam things I never played. This thing can play most of them. I'm bored a lot. And I thought, yeah, that'd be great. And yet, the Switch keeps coming back. And some of it's my kid. Sure. But like, man, you know, Nintendo can drop good titles and make a compelling thing on the cheap with hardware from, you know, before life got horrible. And that's impressive to me. So, like, I mean, if anything, I would think that, like, with Steam, Steam Deck as the first good competition in the mobile market, recent memory, you know, rip Game Gear. I would think that, like, what they would have probably shown, the fact that that it survived and it's, again, it's competitive, Nintendo might be like, oh, we could go up. These people haven't bought one of these things in almost a decade. They'll spend $1,000 on our stuff, maybe.
I don't know. Okay. So I'm going to triple down on my prediction.
Oh, Jesus. So
the Switch 2 is going to be a flop. I'm going to give it 1 year until the Switch 2 Lite comes out at a $300 price range. Because they're going to be like, oh, shit, no one's buying them. Maybe we should sell the Lite console. So that's what's going to happen.
I don't put money on it. You can't remove the controllers and the camera's baked in, and it's like a webcam from 98.
I'm fine with that. I just want to play the games.
But it plays Zelda, right? Yeah, exactly. You know, whatever New Zelda is, and you want to play New Zelda. If you don't, then I mean, like rip for you. It's going to be a great game.
Every Christmas, be like.
Exactly. Okay.
All right. Well, speaking of the Switch Lite, let's do a couple of hardware trivia questions. All right. So let's see here. Trey went last. So Ruli, you're up. Which of the following specs is inaccurate for the Nintendo Switch 2?
It has a specs for that thing? No.
Shut up. Oh. It has a 1080p handheld resolution. 2, it has a 2160p docked resolution. 3, it has a 120 FPS variable refresh rate. 4, it has an OLED screen. And 5, it supports HDR.
I feel like 2 of those are wrong.
Oh, really?
No, just one. The dock thing. The dock was like 4K. They're like 4K all the time.
The dock is 4K, which is 2160p. That's 4K.
It's 2160?
Oh. Yeah.
Call it 4K then, like everybody else does.
The problem with this is the OLED screen. Many people are upset because it only has a LCD screen, which people say is...
Not good enough, damn it! Not good enough!
I mean, yeah, I had a Nexus phone from 2014 that had an OLED. I mean, come on. That's not good enough. That's bullshit.
I have one coworker who said he's not going to buy it until an OLED version comes out. I'm like, don't lie. You're going to buy both.
But last time that happened to me, you know, I mean, obviously I was thrilled to get the first one, but like the second, the OLED version was better, and they can do that. If they don't do that, I feel like they're just holding out on me.
It's okay. So informal poll, and I will answer the question first. I feel like with the Switch, I definitely played that more docked than I thought I would. But the Steam Deck, I rarely play it docked, which I think would be the other way around.
Wow.
So kind of curious, so I mean, even who cares about the screen? I'm never going to play the Switch 2.
The Steam Deck has those ergonomics, put your hands around that thick black casing. Oh, so good. Feels so good in the hands.
Pulsing with joy.
Yeah. You know how it feels, Raul? It feels... Excellent! I love That's my soundboard.
Nice. So I'm curious, like, how did you play the y'all Switch versus the Steam Deck?
How do you play with your big black deck, Trey?
I mean, as much as I possibly can. The ladies love it. Actually, that's why we play it docked a lot, because... no, sorry, jokes aside. You know... It's because we were already used to doing the Switch style of like, well, we've, you know, this can be brought with us places, and also you could be on the TV. That became like a normal thing in the household. It was like, okay, well, games are whatever we want them. If more than one person wants to see what you're doing, you just go put it on the thing, which is probably what they were trying to make us think was the future was going to be like with those early commercials, but it actually worked for us. So it's like 50-50 for both systems, which is a really strange thing to say.
Nice.
I mean, not counting Bellatro, Jesus, spent a lot of time just like sitting in the bathtub playing the shit out of that. That's my own problem, though. That's more of an addiction situation. I don't really.
You drop that in the tub, it'll kill the deck, not you. So, you know, it's
which is
not
too
quite
bad,
a toaster.
Right? Up the ante, the wattage. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, a good mix, honestly, as designed and for both, because like it does work if you're, you know, you've set that expectation in your household that, like, we all like games, and we're kind of sharing some of the experiences.
Yeah, I'm all docked. I don't play anything in my hands, mostly because one of my hands is broken. So, you know, that's a little difficult. But yeah, all docked, baby, all docked.
I mean, the wildest thing is watching on the vacations, the ski trips we took this winter, which is ending, RIP. It was a great winter. Lyra would be in the hotel rooms playing Mario Party undocked, which is unhinged as far as I'm concerned. That's insane, right? But she's over here with like one Joy-Con, like just playing herself against like the world in Mario Party undocked on a bed. You know, like, all right, well, you know, do what you got to do. Shout out to you, Crazy Diamond. So the versatility still, it works. It slaps. It's a really good feature.
All right. One more hardware question, then we'll move on to some other random shit here. So whose turn is it? Trey, it is your turn. Okay. Which of the following hardware specs is inaccurate? One, it is a 250 gigabyte storage. Two, it has mouse controls. Three, it has power over eSATA. And four, the dock now has an active fan.
Man, eSATA, that's a name I haven't heard in a long time. Long time. I'm going to go with eSATA. Nope.
There is no eSATA support. That is
that can't be
shit.
Real. That just cannot be real. And I didn't see this, by the way. I'm just guessing. This is all blind guesses, you guys. Jesus. I miss eSATA. It was great. You could power an external drive, no problem. Just plug that thing in and reboot your computer.
I misspeak all the time, so I'm not going to ding you, Tom, but I think you said 250 gigabytes instead of 256, just because I'm not there.
I don't have a bit for this.
If he was referring to usable volume and not accounting indexing and whatever, you know.
Thank you.
Touche.
About 250, you know, the angel's share, notwithstanding.
You know what's funny? I only have negative things on this soundboard. I don't have everything good. So, like,
what does that say about us, Raul? Jesus. Right?
You know what? Really, I'm not playing this for you. I'm playing this for Trey.
I'm a fireball.
All right. Moving on. So, talked about the Switch Welcome Tour that's not free. It's so fucking bizarre. So, at this point, we had 22 minutes into the reveal. We had the Switch release date. What a weird fucking time to have the release date.
I want to talk about it. It's a mouse.
Oh, well, I'll talk about it's a mouse.
It's a mouse. That's so cool. Like, Mario Paint forever, bro.
Oh, dude, when are we going to get a fucking Mario Paint, right?
Oh, my
fucking
God.
It has a mouse. It better.
No. So, like, before I learned about how music was written, I was playing Mario Paint and, like, laying down beats. I was like, okay, yeah. Yeah, I understand it now. What an incredible game.
I need to put Yoshi on this soundboard. Fuck.
And that really annoying fly swatter game. I don't know why that was so fun.
Oh, that one was so bizarre, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so the mouse thing is really awesome. I think the indie games are going to fucking love the living shit out of that, definitely. So, like, for example, one third-party game that's later down the list is they're bringing Civ fucking 7 to the Switch 2. So it kind of shows that, okay, the hardware is not totally anemic, and it has a fucking mouse. You can fucking click around. There's a whole category UX you could, like RTS, you could just never do with a fucking controller that they're like, we got this shit.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying. Like, I feel like they are probably thinking of the Steam Deck and seeing what can we do to kind of one-up them in ways. Like just that just seems, because like that's one thing I hate about the Steam Deck. I'm like, I just want a mouse. As much as it has that little trackpad, as cool as this is technology, it's annoying. I hate it.
It's called Bluetooth. Just use it. I know it's not a fun protocol, but use
it. Right. I mean, so like, you guys remember like how the what was it? The Steam controllers about a decade ago were touted. We were play these dual touchpad inputs were replace your mouse or whatever, and
they tried so hard. Yeah. You
know, yeah. But I will say this again. This. it did that though. Actually, we have a Bluetooth mouse permanently in my living room because of the Steam Deck, right? Like, because there's games that are like, well, I mean, you know, you do need a mouse for that, and people are going to be on to be sitting on the couch because they've gotten used to having access to most of the games adjacent to them.
I have the same thing right over there, fucking Bluetooth mouse for the deck.
Are we going to talk about the Rocket League clone?
Just talk about it. Just fucking talk about it.
I have so many mixed feelings about that game.
Oh. Are you saying it's going to be? a soundboard.
What's kind of funny, though, because it's like, as much as I'm saying the mouse is awesome, I think that game is going to get real exhausting real fast.
Well, this is not a visual medium, Earl. Describe this for Trey and dear listener. He has no idea what you're talking about.
It's a game where you play as a robot in a wheelchair. And in order to make your wheelchair move any direction, you have to actually do the motions of almost like you're skiing. You gotta put two hands in front of you, then drag them back. Two hands in front of you, then drag them back the entire time. So the mechanics do seem very similar to Rocket League. It's basketball instead of soccer. So there's a little bit of change up there. But again, it just seems very much the same type of acrobatic jumping around, wall riding type stuff. But just that mechanic looks like you'd get exhausted within like 20 minutes.
You'd get swole, I guess. The overall conceit sounds pretty DEI, though. I'm really worried about this flying in Trump's America.
Oh, man. It was kind of weird that... It was really weird to me that game looked so unpolished because it was just like one map. We didn't really have a HUD. And because they wanted to show off like the controllers and the Joy-Con motion controls, they were really hanging on that game. And I was like, this is a weird thing to put in the middle of your...
Well, I feel like they always have that. Like, what was that like arms punchy game or whatever that was like trying to like use all the spatial stuff of the Switch controllers, kind of make it like similar to the Wii. Like, I don't think I've ever seen anyone play that game ever.
Okay, so like that was one of like the first four games that came out for the Switch, and I bought the other three.
Yeah, but it's like there's always like a couple of like tech demo games that may not be the most bestest games, but it does kind of show like here are the things that you can do with the hardware.
Which, again, why did the Wii? One of the Wii is unbelievably successful, right? It's the second highest selling console of all time behind the PS2. It's Nintendo's number one most selling console. It had a pack-in game called Wii Fucking Sports. Everyone played that fucking game. No
they
one
should
was
have
gonna...
called it that. Wii Fucking Sports.
No one was going to pay for that shit, but the fact that it was packed in, everyone talked about it. Everyone played it, and so it's so weird to me. Nintendo Japan has hated pack-in games. It actually took a lot of convincing by Nintendo of America to pack in like Tetris into the original Game Boy or Mario World into the original SNES. Like, Nintendo of Japan hates pack-ins, and I don't understand why. Whenever they do it, it's a fucking massive success. We all had Mario Brothers Duck Hunt. We all had Tetris. We all had Wii Sports. And for some reason, they won't pack a fucking game in with the Switch too. I don't fucking understand it.
I mean, you've been to Japan. Come on now.
What? I know. Look, if they put vending machines everywhere, I just buy a video game at a vending machine. I would fucking do it, but I fucking can't.
Well, also probably part of the reason was because they're so reluctant to do it. When they finally decide to come in after the fact and be like, "We'll do a pack-in," they have greatest hits to go with. Come on, Mario Brothers Duck Hunt. I mean, like, they were like, "Yeah, true. these sold gangbusters." And yeah, turns out everyone did want a second controller for their SNES. Well, it's pretty sad how only one.
Can I challenge that a little bit? Because if you do the Nintendo Online thing that everyone's going to buy anyways, like, don't you already have a whole library of games you could probably play from day one?
So the Nintendo library is coming up. Let me move that up in the list here. So,
oh no,
Julie, really, you were just making me jump around my notes so hard here. Okay, so the Nintendo Switch Online will transfer over to the Switch 2. Same service, same expansion packs, and everything. So all the virtual console stuff comes over. We'll talk about the game compatibility moment. They're getting a new virtual console. Ruli, which system is on the new virtual console?
Oh, the GameCube.
The GameCube. So, look, I don't actually have a lot of affinity for the GameCube. That was the...
Gen Alpha does.
Yeah, well, that was the one Nintendo system I didn't, in my whole life, that I didn't own while it was new. So, like, my friends did. Like, we went over to fucking Colby's place and Pat wired up fucking two GameCubes, but I didn't fucking own one.
Speaking of add-ons, you had to go buy those the modems for the GameCube for like 40 bucks a pop.
Oh my god, they were so expensive.
Or you didn't, because like I worked for GameStop and I just like returned them for you guys internally. It doesn't matter. Statute of limitations, I think, applies.
I think so. So yeah, we'll talk about the Switch backwards compatibility in a second, but the GameCube comes right out of the gate. You're going to have the NES, the SNES, the N64, the Sega Genesis, and now Game Boy Advance, and now GameCube. So hey, you know what? Look, I don't want to give Nintendo too much credit because their lineup is still pretty fucking abysmal compared to everything in their whole fucking library. But that's a pretty compelling list of shit to just turn on the Switch 2 and have all of that shit there. The GameCube games include Wind Waker, Soul Calibur 2, F-Zero, Fire Emblem, Luigi's Mansion Tray. It's a pretty good fucking list.
Okay, that's hot. But, like, can I play the games that I bought on the last Virtual Console on my Switch?
Well, yes. The answer to that question is yes. Rulie, you were going to say something? I'll answer that question.
Oh, yeah. I was saying, I thought you were going to say the games you already own. But I guess when you said specifically Virtual Console, I don't know about those. But, like, the Switch is backwards compatible. I think that's a win that is glossed over with all the price shenanigans stuff. Yeah. Like, the fact that you can play your games is pretty nice. Yeah. But I will say, I'm going to put an asterisk on that before I celebrate. Because it did kind of seem like it was a, like, one-way direction type thing of, like, once you transfer your game to the Switch 2, I'm like, so is my Switch going to, like, collect dust? It's like, the game moves, but now I have a useless piece of hardware.
Yeah, so yes and no, right? The transfer is going to work like the Nintendo DS and 3DS shit. Like, you have to have two Switches together, you transfer everything over from one to the other, and then it wipes the original one. Now, they do now have, with the Nintendo Online Family Plan, I feel like such a I feel dirty. I feel like I'm a shit.
Yeah, that was really gross.
Right? Here, I'm sorry. 1 second. After these messages, we'll be right back. So now with the Nintendo Switch Online, you have family sharing. So after you've wiped one Switch, move all the games over to the other, you can still share with your family on the old Switch if they're part of your Nintendo Family Plan. That has to be paid separately per person on the Nintendo Family Plan per Switch, but they can buy your games, but only for 18 days in a row, so long as they're online to verify. That is on your Nintendo Switch Online! I think everything I just said was accurate. I think.
Okay, so I'm like picturing someone who like gets marooned on a desert island, but they can't keep playing the game after 18 days. You know, they're over here like Wilson now. It's just Wilson and not Mario.
Gabe's out at sea on one of his mega yachts, just waving at you like, should have bought a Steam Deck, motherfucker.
You know what? I'd still be playing Papers, Please or whatever the hell else I had neglected over the last, you know, 20 some odd years of ownership.
Remind me, kind of going back to the shared gameplay thing, I think they said you could actually like play multiplayer with the Switch, right?
Multiplayer with the Switch? Yeah. Like if any game that's cross-compatible can play either one, yeah. Well,
the same way that like when I get on, you know, play an online game on my PC with someone who doesn't have the exact same PC as me, I hope it works, right?
Yeah,
I think it was like the single console thing, right? Like you could have a single Switch 2 game and you could play multiplayer with the Switch in the house. So then maybe that's the thing. I don't need to spend $1,000 to play multiplayer because I've already got the Switch here. Okay, this might work out.
I don't know if that'll work. That's a great question. I don't know if that'll work between the Switch 1 and 2, actually. Like that whole, you know, download a copy like we just talked about. That might be Switch 2 specific, actually. It wouldn't shock me if Nintendo said that's Switch 2 specific. So, yeah.
I'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
Let's talk about the backwards compatibility. Whose trivia question was it next? Rulie? Was it you?
Yes.
Rulie, it's your trivia question. Okay. Nintendo Switch said they are going to have multiple types of games, three types of games specifically in their commercial. Which of these is not a Switch 2 type of game? 1, Nintendo Switch 2 games. 2, compatible Nintendo Switch games. 3, Nintendo Switch 2 Edition games. And 4, Xbox Live games.
Xbox Live. No, they have Xbox Live games? I'm so confused.
Yeah, well, it was kind of weird the way they phrased it, I thought. But like, yeah, they're Switch 2 games. The vast majority of all the Nintendo Switch games are backwards compatible. But then they're going to have Nintendo Switch 2 editions of games. So this is interesting, right? With this Wii U to the Switch, they called everything deluxe. It's the Mario Kart deluxe, Smash Brothers deluxe. But you had to rebuy the whole goddamn game. So I paid $60 once more to get, you know, Donkey Kong Country again. So they're doing something a little different. And actually, I kind of feel like we should be cool with this and we should be giving them credit for this. Because it's going to be, hey, you could still play Zelda Tears of the Kingdom or Breath of the Wild on your Switch 2, but they'll offer you a enhanced edition, like booster pack, I don't know the fuck what word they use, booster pack or some shit, where you pay for the upgrade to get like the new features in it. So like the new, if not DLC, HD versions or higher frame rates or anything else. And it's going to be less money. They haven't said what the money is, but I think the speculation is like $20. And so for like Mario Party, Trey, which your little one likes Mario Party, you can pay $20 to get basically a whole bunch of DLC and improvements for the Nintendo Switch 2 version of it. So all things considered, I actually don't think that's terrible. Like, you're getting more content and you're not paying $60 to buy the whole game again. I'm pretty cool with this. I don't know. Am I being a corporate troll or what?
No, it totally tracks. That's how things always were, right? Like back in the day, you buy a PC game, you buy it over, I mean, again, whether you get it on Steam or not, doesn't really matter. You can add your CD key back in the day. but, you know, until you have the game, right? It goes ahead and associates that with your account. You buy, you know, two PCs later, all of a sudden you realize that, like, you don't have the DLC for whatever game. That's all it is, right? The deluxe edition is just DLC.
Basically. In this case, it's also performance enhancements, but...
Sure, yeah. So you could buy the Game of the Year edition now.
Yeah, you're right.
An extra $15 to $20 or whatever. And you don't feel like you're rebuying it. That was always the big problem with Nintendo games. You're like, wait, hold on. You can't make me pay that much money for, you know, the whole game again. Because, I mean, I've owned this in four versions. And whether that's fair or not, I mean, I don't know. I don't care at this point. Compared to monetized games, it's still pretty fair, honestly. Compared to like microtransaction bullshit.
Oh yeah.
But it didn't feel good. People don't like the psychology of that. It makes us kind of recoil. So being like, oh no. Just pay the diff. even if the diff is like half, it's like, okay, yeah, cool. I didn't feel like I was rebuying it. You know.
Ruli, are you looking forward to paying $20 for all of your upgrades?
It's better than $60 for Mario, like owning Mario Kart twice.
Bingo. Correct. okay. We did not talk about the fucking release date for this thing. They announced the release date. So Trey, which of the following is the release date for the Nintendo Switch 2? Is it March 5th, 2025, June 5th, 2025, July 5th, 2025, or June 5th, 2026?
I'm going to go with July 5th, 2025, because like dunking on America sounds pretty fun right now. Damn it. Come on, Nintendo, grow some balls.
June 5th, 2026. 2025, sorry. It's coming up right around the corner.
Oh, man. To be fair, like, you know what? Nintendo's always been good about being like, not the first at the gate. I'm looking at you, Dreamcast. They don't come too soon. They come just right.
When you
least expect it, but you're most delighted to have it.
I don't have a sound bit for that either, and I'm okay with it.
Fail.
Yeah, so did you guys go onto Nintendo's website? So in order to try to prevent some level of scalping, you can go onto their website when you log in with your Nintendo account, and you can, quote, express interest in purchasing a Switch from them. And if your account, there's a bunch of restrictions, like you'd have had to have the account for like a year, and you had to have some amount of activity. But it's basically like, how do you prevent bots from buying the fucking Switch? So Nintendo's like, cool, legit motherfuckers with subscriptions, we will sell you the console. I mean you could say, oh yeah, you have to have like the online subscription. I don't know, man, they're fighting bots. I'm really not gonna fucking argue with it. What are your, did you guys,
okay, so actually I did not yet, because I've been bit by that game before. Looking at you, Nvidia. But I'll say this, that does echo something from the same incident. You know, we're all talking about the 2020, you know, NVIDIA card drop where no one could get anything, and they basically were just not selling a real product because they didn't make enough of them. But EVGA, when they got flooded with bots and people trying to, I mean, I ran some bots. It was great. I got a card. When EVGA got flooded and all that, their first thing was like, well, we have customers going back, you know, like forever many years.
Yeah.
So we're going to fulfill orders in the order in which you created your account. Like, all right, cool. You made yours in 2002 because you liked some Icewind Dale. you're getting your card first. And that was like brilliant, right? Because that's totally fair. This is you guys weren't even born yet, bot makers.
Oh, man.
So I like the idea.
Yeah. Really, do you show interest?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. They'll have my money day one. I'm not going to lie. I'm a simp. What do you want from me?
Sure.
Oh, man. Okay. Moving on. Okay. Let's talk about some of the third-party games that are on here. So, guys, they got a whole bunch of fucking games. So let's do another trivia question here. Ruli, you're up. Which of the following games is coming to the Nintendo Switch 2 before other consoles? Is it Elden Ring, Hades 2, Split Fiction, or Hogwarts Legacy?
I feel like all of them have already came out already, haven't they?
You're half correct. You're three-fourths correct.
Also, Hades you have to qualify two? The word console.
Hades 2? Correct! Hades False. 2 is it's in early access on Steam, but yeah, all the others are already out.
Yeah, it's early access.
Yeah, but that was a pretty big deal. They said that Hades 2 is coming to Nintendo Switch before the other consoles. So clearly Nintendo is shelling out some fucking money for that one. So, but it's already on early access on Steam, so I'm assuming that means console exclusive. So I'm assuming, like, again, Gaben is not letting go of his PC monopoly. So
I feel like probably you know, one of the things that probably swayed that or motivated that, I should say, was that how successful the indie game scene was on the Switch, original Switch.
Like, yeah.
A shocking amount of indie games, you know, Into the Breach I played first on Switch, right?
Oh, fuck yeah.
So they kind of want to be like, no, we got you guys, because that kept a lot of people in the ecosystem, I think.
Totally. And I think the mouse is going to do that as well. I think they're really like, hey, indie game scene, PlayStation and Xbox treat you like shit, because they do. So come on down.
Yeah. Like, we'd like to make you guys front and center.
Winning. All right, so some other games that are coming out. There is a Bravely Default HD version. Did you guys play the RPG on the 3DS, I think? Bravely Default?
Nope.
Well, they're making an HD version of it. There's a new Hyrule Warriors. Hyrule Warriors 2, I think?
Oh, man.
Or 3? Well, there's a Hyrule Warriors, and this is Hyrule Age of Calamity. And then this is the Tears of the Kingdom. This is the third Hyrule Warriors, I think. So, I don't know. It's a Musou game. I'm sure you'll hack and slash things.
You know, Hyrule Warriors was the only game that I bought and returned for the original Switch.
It had the original Hyrule Warriors they could not optimize it for that fucking console. Like, that was so rough.
It was just a terrible experience, honestly.
Yeah.
But I did love some Dynasty back in the day, so, I mean, cool, I guess. I mean, I'm like a solid, like, 50% on Rotten Tomatoes for that one.
Cool. Okay. A bunch of third party games that are coming out. Randy Pitchford show up to tell everyone that Borderlands 4 is still a game and that it eventually will come to Switch too. Poor Borderlands, man. That thing, it is, they are just no longer relevant. I don't know how else to say it.
I mean, so abandoning cel shading was a bad move.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, hey, take all the charm of your game, throw it away, and don't ever improve the mechanics whatsoever. Also, no longer pay Cage the Elephant to make songs for you. Oh, winning formula. Got it. We already talked about Civilization 7 coming to the Switch 2. Again, I think that's, if nothing else, like we talked about, that's a great use of the mouse. But I think in particular, it just shows people, like, hearing that and the next game on this list, shows people, like, hey, the hardware, again, Nintendo is known for having, it's been their pattern since the original NES, since the Game Boy, use old hardware to lower the price. And I think showing people it's Civilization 7, and, spoilers, Cyberpunk 2077. I think having them come to Switch 2 shows people the hardware's not totally anemic. I mean, it's going to be the shittiest version of the game, no fucking doubt, but it will run. And I think that actually, like, makes a statement.
I love the fact that, like, they had to work with that tagline almost. Like, it'll be the shittiest version of the game.
Yeah, well, what was the Elden Ring version called? Because it did have something like
Oh my
that.
God, thank you. I thought I was the only person on the planet that thought this was fucking hilarious. So Elden Ring... Tarnished Edition.
Yeah, it is was coming.
So, Trey, you can inform, because Corey had to inform me. Trey, inform Raul what tarnished means in the context of Elden Ring.
Yeah, man, your shit's all fucked out.
God damn it. Tarnished, like, the name of the people, right? Like, the survivors.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm like, Raul, really, I didn't know that. So I heard it, I'm like, oh, shitty edition. Yeah, got
That's
it.
All
I
right. Too.
Yep.
It's like, okay, sure. At least they're being upfront about it.
The read doesn't work so good because the whole point is redeeming the slur, basically.
Yeah. Warcraft 3 Reforged would have been so much better if they named it Warcraft 3 Broken as Fuck.
Right. Warcraft 3 slammed and chopped. Actually, that sounds pretty good. I'd really play that.
Yeah, what was the Cyberpunk's suffix, prefix, whatever you want to call it?
I don't know. I don't remember, actually. Cyberpunk 27 and Switch 2, it had a suffix. But it's Final Fantasy VII Remake Integrated is the name on the Switch 2. What is this Cyberpunk?
Integrated?
I think so.
It's a weird thing to adjective to throw to the end of the list. What?
Oh, Cyberpunk is just Ultimate Edition.
But it's a Final Fantasy thing, so it's just like I'm used to like Symphony X, pre-edition birth something. It's just like, it's just, this is the tamest one I've ever heard.
Pre-birth edition. You know, like.
Gestation edition. Regestation. I don't know. I got nothing.
We've got all like the 2K games, the 4K, whatever you want to call them, all the basketball ones, the wrestling.
Yeah, whatever 2K. Balls.
Okay, probably one of the biggest announcements at the show was also one of the shortest and smallest announcements, because they announced this and it was on screen for less than 5 goddamn seconds. Hollow Knight Silksong has a 2025 release date. That game has been in development and off the radar. Corey, when was it announced?
Fact check.
It's been years, like literally pre-pandemic. Like this game has been developed for, I want to say, like 5 or 6 fucking years or something.
Yeah,
maybe
so
more.
I want you all to remember, like, think about all the movies that you saw in the last few years that like were in like post hell since pre-pandemic, and they were all just trash.
Well, like everyone loves fucking Hollow Knight, and like Silksong was announced originally to be an expansion, like again, like 5+ years ago, and now like it's been in development, seemingly development hell, but it's finally coming out. One of the things that also doesn't give me a lot of confidence is like I said, it only lasted for like 5 seconds. The one clip was Silk is the name of the character, and it just shows her jumping, and I'm like, yeah, it's a platformer. I got nothing. Like I don't know. The fanboys around the world really saw that.
And kids will get excited about that shit.
Yeah. So anyway, Silk Song's coming. Yeah, okay. There's only a couple more things on my list to go through here. So one of the other huge things, speaking of Elden Ring, one of the other huge things that was announced is that Nintendo is getting a FromSoft exclusive fucking game. So I don't know what they're paying for FromSoft, but they claim that it's not timed exclusive, that it is an exclusive game only for the Switch 2. Its name is a little interesting. So let's play the trivia game. Whose turn is it? Trey?
I think I got last.
Ruli? Ruli, it's you.
Last.
This game is a combination of two words followed by an S. Which of the following two words are that make up the title of From Software's new game? Is it Blood, Dawn, Dusk, or Crypt?
Blood, oh, okay. I know what you're talking
Dawn,
about. This is the
Dusk, Crypt.
I think it's the Blood one.
Two of those words followed by the letter S is the name of it.
Wait, hold on. So, like, this is going to be a Nintendo exclusive FromSoft game.
Yes.
Like, so they didn't name it Luigi's Murders? What the hell, guys? Missed opportunity.
No, I know which one you're talking about, but I think what threw me off was everyone was calling it either like a Dark Souls or a Bloodborne copy, but it's not. It looks like that game, but it's not the game. They just changed the name of it or something like that.
Yeah, like when I was watching it with my friends, we were all like, "Is this like a fucking like Bloodborne remake? Like, what the fuck is this?" But no, you're a vampire. I don't know. It's a fucking FromSoft game. It's gonna be hard. What's the name of it? Damn it.
Blood Agony.
Agony wasn't on the list. It is Dusk Bloods. One word.
Ooh, that's like a slur. That's bad. You can't say that. Oh, no. Oh, Jesus.
So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see how it is. Looks like it's pretty far along development. So, yeah, doesn't have a release date. I think it might have said 2026, so it'll be not be out yet. So the other three things I have here to mention are the three other Nintendo titles that were announced. Metroid Prime 4 has already been announced, but they showed that there will be a Switch 1 version and a Switch 2 enhanced version. The Switch 2 enhanced version will, of course, have, you know, higher frame rate, blah, blah, blah. It will include mouse support. So if you want to be FPS with a mouse, you can play Metroid with a fucking mouse now. That's kind of cool. I'm not going to, but it's fucking cool. Trey doesn't give a fuck over there.
I mean, I'm just like, it's so strange them being all like, hey guys, so I'm Bill Gates, that's 1991, and you can use a mouse with your thing. And I'm like, yeah, it's really dope. I mean, but like, we've been trying to get away from that for a long time. You should sell it. I mean, and you have to, I guess. But like, you can play blank with a mouse. I mean, other than first-person shooters, I'm not, like, extra excited. Or Civilization. Yeah, clearly Civ. Actually, a good tell would have been, like, we're releasing, you know, the we're going to have the next whatever Fortnite-esque clone thing that the kids are playing first, and we'll let you play against people who are on Xbox Live, and you can have a mouse. Like, that would have been great. But, like, you want to make them all just be your bitches? Like, hell yeah. I'd buy that.
So yeah, okay. Two other games on the list. So this was really weird. This was the second to last announcement of the show. Now, it is being directed by Sakurai, the guy who made Super Smash Brothers. Everybody loves this motherfucker. But this is a sequel to a 2003, I think, GameCube game that is not on the Game Pass. It's Kirby's Air Riders. So it's so weird to me to be like, hey, we have our premier flagship product is fucking Mario Kart. Oh, but by the way, we're making Kirby's Air Riders. I don't. And then it was running gameplay. It could be great. I don't fucking. Well, it's weird.
You know what they should have done, though, Tom? Is they should have just dropped Diddy Kong Racing 2 instead of Mario Kart.
That would have been. Excellent! Oh, dude, that'd be great.
No, Tom, I can tell you what it is. It's, hey, you busted your butt for 7 years making Smash Brothers.
We'll let you make whatever you want.
We'll throw you a boat. Here's an easy one. To take the easy game that no one's going to care about. The bar is low.
That is correct.
Or he just kept pitching it as his personal project, and they were just like, "Fine, man, just shut the fuck up. Just go and make it. We'll even try and save you from it."
All right. So the final announcement, and I'm going to ask this to Trey because Ruli, you will know the answer, so it'll be more fun to ask it to Trey here. Hey, Trey,
I'm so stupid.
Ignorant.
This platformer will have a fully destructible world and be starring a character who does not only wear overalls, but will in this game. Which famous Nintendo character is it?
Fully destructible?
Fully destructible game with a character who will, at some points of the game, wear blue overalls.
I mean, I just keep thinking about Metal Warriors, and I get nothing.
Oh my god, I want Metal Warriors.
I give up. I have no idea.
Ruli, who is it?
Donkey Kong!
Oh.
For some reason, the trailer has him in a bunch of shots. Like, he wears some different outfits, but he has blue overalls. I'm like, what the... You're making a not-Mario game? You put the fucking character in Mario's outfit? What the fuck?
Well, I mean, maybe he killed Mario and stole the overalls now.
So, Mario Kart Bonanza comes out 1 month after the Switch 2 comes out, so they couldn't quite make it in time for the launch. It looks like it is a fully destructible world. Like, it looks like Donkey Kong's version of Mario Odyssey, but everything's destructible. So you can just pound the fuck out of the ground and dig into it and roll. So it's like fucking Red Faction, but with monkeys, and there's mine carts. I'm not going to lie, guys. It's fucking cool.
That's cool.
You had me at Red Faction. God, I love Red Faction. Red or dead, motherfucker.
Oh, fucking hell. That was all the notes I had. Ruli, you have anything else?
I will say, we didn't talk too much about the camera stuff. The Mario Party camera integration seems pretty rad.
Oh, that is cool. Ooh. Talk about that. Yeah, yeah.
Please enlighten us.
Yeah. So the DLC content for the Mario Party stuff is like a TV game show. And it has lots of camera integration, and I think like some motion visual tracking stuff where you've got to like move around for the games. But the other one I liked was actually like in the mini games, like it would do some face tracking. So, you know, your Mario is running around and he falls off the platform. You see your face and you're all sad because you lost that game. So that looks fun. Yeah, I think it's definitely going to make Mario, like the intent of Mario Party being a board game style doesn't have the charm if you're not in the same room, but I think that'll bridge that gap, and it looks really cool.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, like it's a better use than what Kinect did with it.
Yeah, I'm not usually one to be excited about like the multiplayer features like this or like adding a camera or mic, but I don't know if the implementation's gonna be any fucking good, but like, man, it does look cool. Like I do think like just native platform level support for we can all be talking and looking at each other and again projecting the game and having a game like this that look, there's going to be like in the whole life cycle of the Switch 2, there's going to be like three fucking games that use this And one of them is fucking Mario Party, and the next one's gonna be the next Mario Party, and the third one, I don't know, it's gonna be shovelware. But like, it does look cool.
As long as the Mario Party has some decent boards, because Super Mario Party on the Switch was just AIDS.
Oh my
honestly,
god, it was so bad. Well, this was this is the latest one, which actually got good reviews, right?
Oh, the latest one's very good.
Yeah, it's that. That's the one that they have the DLC for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, it's fantastic. They atone for their sins, and they have people had to die. It was brutal. But it's quite nice. Yeah, they brought back all the mechanics that we care about and got rid of a bunch of RNG. But the sad thing was, so the original, the Super Mario Party, each character had their own dice, of course, all the, you know, Nintendo, IP, Pantheon, you pick one, like, you know, every Mario game, multiple game, but they didn't show you what their special dice was. So if you were like dad and you knew exactly that Bowser was the best one, you just camped that shit right away. And so, 7 years of getting dominated by Dad Bowser, who has got cheap dice. You know, you guys know what that feels like with Rob. I miss it. I miss my advantage. That's the only thing. But the game's way better. So yeah, no, that sounds fun. Actually, that game would be great with that feature.
Let's see other stuff. Tom, do you know if the James Bond game is an exclusive or
they didn't
not?
Say. They just said that a James Bond game is in development. And of course, they played the Bond theme. So everyone's like, is it GoldenEye? But we don't know. It's just...
Make GoldenEye 2. Just make GoldenEye 2. Cash it on my dick. I'm cool.
if by that you mean just have Famke Janssen in it, then... Yeah.
I mean,
it's a trap.
You could AI that shit. It's easy.
Oh, fuck.
Let's see. Any other games? We talked about the mouse one. I mean, we glossed over the instruction manual. It does look cool, but also no.
If it was free, maybe, but I don't even know what it is. I don't know if it has fucking game mini games in it. I don't even fucking know what it is, man. Like, they did not sell that well at all.
I bet that, again, that sounds like a thing that, like, that we were not the target audience, right? Nintendo sells to their home market.
Trey. No. If there's one person around here who really wants and will pay to read technical manuals, it's you. You are the target audience.
That's why I'm defending it. That's why I'm like, consider the alternatives. I'm just asking questions.
Oh, God.
We have no
The mechanics...
I literally had to go read a U-boat manual from 1939 the other day. It's like the translated scan. All right. I will.
The magnetic controller thing does seem nicer than the thing that, like, I always felt like I was going to break it every time I do that. Yeah. So.
No, that looks really cool. I mean, it's simple, but it looks great.
But here's the thing. So that part never failed. But what I want to know is, are there fucking joysticks any better? Because I'm about sick and tired of Nintendo's little, like, limp dick no Viagra joystick situation that's been going on since the 90s.
I don't think they announced whether or not they're going to be Hall Effects sticks.
The L pads are bigger.
Oh. I built a Hall Effects, like, throttle quadrant out of 3D printed parts I ordered from England for less than $100. Fuck you guys. Make them Hall Effect. Like, you can just do that shit. It's really cheap and easy. The fact that they don't do it, I think, is actually probably offensive to me and others.
Okay, so I hate the AI auto responses to searches, because the AI auto assist says, the Nintendo Switch 2 will feature Hall Effect joysticks. And then the number one news headline below it from 22 hours ago is, Nintendo still hasn't confirmed that Switch 2 will have Hall Effect joysticks.
So the AI alert was, I've associated Nintendo with Hall Effect, and you seem excited about that. So I'm going to tell you what you want to hear, you dumb bastard. Yeah. They turned that knob just like a few clicks to the left for you. Yeah, so it's really cool that we managed to programize confirmation bias. It's my favorite. I got plenty of that, man. You don't need to, like, have a computer tell me.
Oh, fuck. Really, anything else?
Nope, that's it.
All right, man. Well, hey, we're well past the hour mark, so I think we'll call it, since we just did a whole fucking episode of news anyway. So, all right, let's do the thing. Trey, be thinking of a song for us to go out on. Hey, dear listener, thank you so very much for joining us. Please always remember that any and all views expressed in the podcast represent solely the person expressing them, not their friends, family, co-workers, or co-workers, and certainly not their employers, past, present, or future. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for respecting our individuality. Trey, what are we going out on?
we are going out on Kraftwerk the Robots.
Kraftwerk the Robots?
Yeah.
With Kraftwerk. A K?
Yeah.
Like the cheese?
What am I listening to?
The Robots.
I feel like I'm about to go launch on Space Mountain, which I'm cool with, by the way.
No, oh, yeah, no, the music in Space Mountain is fire. You were there. Why am I telling you this? Holy shit.
Ruli?
No.
Are you going to take your Nintendo Switch 2 on Space Mountain?
Sure, why not?
Yeah! Dude, if you fucking get a picture, like, go on Space Mountain, bring your Switch 2, and when they take the photo of you, be playing it, and then go up to the stand and take a picture of that picture, put that on Reddit, gold, baby. Pure gold.
Okay.
All right, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on tonight and fucking talking about the goddamn Nintendo Switch. I love it! Fucking love it! Yeah, we'll all play together with Mario Party, HD, camera, shit in a month. It'll be fun.
Absolutely. No, all we'll right. do the whole thing.
And until next time, dear listener, I don't know how to make a Nintendo QQ joke. I don't know. Compassion is resistance. Give your money to Nintendo QQ. What the fuck is this? You don't know Kraftwerk?
You don't know Kraftwerk?
No!
Oh my god. All right, they invented electronic music like in the 70s. So in Big Lebowski, Autobahn.
Yeah.
When she's talking, yeah, it's a Kraftwerk. She's talking about Kraftwerk.
Oh, wow, okay.
But no, I mean, they basically just invented everything to do with synthesizers, and that could be a musical instrument, perhaps. And this shit's a bop, all right?
That's fucking awesome. All right, everybody ready to stop recording?
Yes.
On your mark, cap, or hair right. Capitan.
3, 2, 1, stop.
That's it, I'm getting out of here.